This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there is truly a great movie that is streaming starting today. And in fact, it's certainly one of the best movies of the year. It's one of the first movies this year that I'm giving 4 stars to. And it's a political movie. And we're going to talk about it on the Michael Medved Show. It has to do with young politicians in training and kind of helps to explain how our politics turned the way it did. We'll also be reviewing new movies, big star vehicles, one with Jamie Foxx. It's sort of a science fiction thriller movie with Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Another one that features Shia LaBeouf in a gangland movie, sort of a Mexican-American version, it tries to be at least, of Godfather. We'll review all of that coming up on the Medved Show. We will also be speaking about the odds makers and whether or not the addition of Kamala Harris has increased or decreased Joe Biden's chances of actually seizing the presidency. The president himself, the current president, just did a press conference moments ago. He was asked about QAnon. And his answer, well, we will get that to you. QAnon, the conspiracy theory that has successfully won primaries for Republicans in a bunch of states, about 8 of them. And it's a conspiracy theory that says that Hillary Clinton and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and George Soros are all part of a satanic, child-trafficking, blood-drinking cabal. No, really. And that President Trump is about to expose it. Well, we'll see. We'll get to the question that he was asked at his press conference and much more. But first up, I was just stunned and compelled watching some of the video of the latest demonstrations. I don't know if you call it that, protests here in Seattle by the BLM movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, I don't know if this is a fringe group or who these people are exactly, but they have determined that the way to win popularity and influence people and change the public dialogue and make America a better place is to march through residential neighborhoods, basically yelling and screaming for people to give up their homes. This is a new development, and there are actually several descriptions of it, and the video is available. We'll post some of it at michaelmedved.com. The over at Hot Air, John Sexton says it's a crowd of maybe 50 people. I've looked at the video. It doesn't look like 50 people. It looks like 20, maybe 30. It's not a massive crowd, but it's a very noisy crowd. And they were marching down the street after dark, and this is in the Central District in Seattle, chanting, "Black people used to live here." And at one point, the woman holding a bullhorn and leading the chants noticed a group of white residents, heaven forbid, having a party on the roof of a multi-story apartment building. And then they chanted, "We're talking to you, gentrifiers," and they chanted, "Gentrifiers, fire, fire, fire." Threatening arson, were they? The noise sounded like this, and with the members of the crowd shouting up to the people who were in their own apartment having some kind of social celebration. Listen.
Look at all those people fighting for justice. Funny as up. Just funny as
up. They're having a good old time just a second ago when the the drugs and everything else was going, but now that the heat's on you, you can't take it. Well, guess what? Get the out of the kitchen and move out. Hey.
Okay, fire, fire, gentrifier. And by the way, for people who don't know the Central District and don't know some of its history, the history is that this has been a neighborhood that has been dramatically improved. And by the way, part of what they're doing is they were taking apart an older, run-down public housing project, and it's being replaced by much nicer units. They're trying to preserve as many of the same residents as they used to. But the idea is that what was once a run-down, dangerous, high-crime neighborhood has turned around, or at least begun to turn around. And this idea that gentrification, that when a neighborhood develops, all of a sudden a more robust mix of people. It wasn't the whole idea integrated neighborhoods? Is it really somehow horrible that what was once a predominantly black neighborhood is now a mixed neighborhood? I don't understand this idea. And what they were yelling out was urging people to move out and to give back their property, to give back their land. The crowd stopped next to the building and continued chanting at the people on the roof. And as they continued their stroll in the middle of the night, it sounded like this.
Because the majority of people that live in the Central District now work for Amazon because it's an easier commute to downtown for. Well, guess what? The guy you work for is part of the problem, too. Let's not act like you just are oblivious to because you knew about it all along. About it all, and you were okay with it. But guess what? We're not. And we're bringing it to your front door. So what are you planning to do about it?
The guy in the window is calling the cops.
I don't care.
Okay, what they're shouting was, hey guys, do you know that you're living in a historically black neighborhood right now? Do you know that before your white beep came here, this was all black people? Do you know that people like you came in here and basically bought all the land from black people for less than what it was worth? Oh, really? Kicked them out so you could live here? Do you know that? Because if you don't, now you blanking do. So do something about it. And then they were chanting, open your wallets, open your wallets. The chant last night, actually, which followed what you just heard, well, it was this. Listen, number three. Okay, who do we protect? Black criminals. And by the way, they also came over to Bellevue. And Bellevue is across the lake, for people who don't know Seattle, a separate city. And Bellevue is not gentrified neighborhoods, because Bellevue, once upon a time, even 30 years ago, there was a lot of empty territory in Bellevue. It was farmland, largely. It's now been built up into a big, thriving city on its own, one of the biggest cities in the state. We will get to more of this chanting, the idea of white privilege and the war on white privilege and news about trying to give up white ideas. For instance, working hard is supposed to be a white idea. Who says so? Actually, a government facility. Yes, that's right. Working hard or saving money, white ideas. We'll get to that coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
And on the Michael Medved show, it is fascinating to me that there is such hatred on the left for gentrification. which really, when you think about it, is a sign of new business, new resources, restaurants, stores, bookstores even. I mean, what is wrong with gentrification? What is the idea that people hate about it? And the answer, of course, from the left is that, well, this has to do with the evils of white male culture. And we're going to be talking Monday about a re-education program that has become mandatory for a bunch of federal agencies, including nuclear weapons labs, where they recently had to, everyone had to attend sessions where you spent an entire weekend, quote, deconstructing white male culture. What were the parts of white male culture that needed to be torn out by its roots? Rugged individualism, a can-do attitude, hard work, and striving towards success. The message from this re-education program, which we'll be talking about with Christopher Rufo on Monday, that message is that these attitudes, individualism, a can-do attitude, hard work, and striving towards success, those attitudes can be devastating to women and people of color. I think that's racist. I think it's awful. And yes, you hear plenty of that with some of the demonstrators. I mentioned that they had marched over to Bellevue, which is across one of two bridges to get there. And there's an activist named Joey Weezer, who actually filmed himself and demonstrators live. And they were looking to find the house of the chair of the King County Council, whose name is Claudia Balducci. There's more about the King County Council in a moment. though Joey Weezer admitted, we don't really know what the King County Council does, but we're going to her house anyway. Okay, and marching through Bellevue with drums and chants, it sounded like this.
We've been talking to a lot of the Seattle City Council members. The chief of police, Carmen Best, and the mayor. But we haven't really focused a ton on the King County Council. And truth be told, I don't even really know what they do. But we're here today to find out a little bit more and maybe hold their feet to the fire.
Hold their feet to the fire? And given the fact that in Portland they actually lit a lot of fires, and that's kind of a scary idea, isn't it? And by the way, they're talking about the King County Council in Seattle, not on the Bellevue side, but in the Seattle side. Some of the demonstrators met with a newly elected member of the King County Council, whose name is Jeremy Zahile, and he said, this member of the King County Council, I say this land transfer stuff is really important. One of the pieces of the Black Lives Matter demands is economic justice for black people, for indigenous people. That needs to look like land transfer, in my opinion, because land is wealth. Land gets you the facilities and the buildings that you need to take care of one another. He said that his generation was tired of symbolic gestures. We don't want that stuff anymore. We want land. Give back the land to the people that need it. Okay. Again, give back the land to the people who need it. And what happens to the people who actually bought property? Well, they have to deal with chance like this charming chant by other BLM demonstrators over in Bellevue. Listen.
What?
Take it to the streets and the police.
Thank you, Timothy.
Take it to the streets and the police. No justice. No peace. Take it to the streets and the police. No justice. No peace. Take it to the streets.
So you see everybody moving over so Carver Gate can do their thing. different group, including the vehicles and the protesters. I would say we got about 150 people here. Maybe more. 200 people.
Okay, a comment by John Sexton on these most recent demonstrations in the Seattle area. He says, we're not quite to the French Revolution stage of dragging people out of their homes yet, but we seem to be inching closer. I wonder if this will catch on. The left is already comfortable going into suburban neighborhoods for protests and vandalisms of elected officials' homes. Singling out strangers seems like the next step. And it's worth noting that this isn't just harassment, it's explicitly racial harassment. I mean, racial harassment? Yes, racial harassment, because they're picking out white people and condemning them for coming into a neighborhood where they don't, quote, belong. This is outrageous stuff. And frankly, we're coming up to a situation in the city of Seattle, and this is one of those things a lot of people don't understand. They're conservative people, a handful, who hear that there's a movement with a petition, and they probably will make it to the ballot, to have a movement to recall the mayor, Jenny Durkan. And they say, oh, good, she is a terrible mayor. She's been a complete disaster. I agree. However, can we understand that the effort to recall the mayor is from the left? They want to recall her because she was, quote, too tough on CHOP, on the Seattle, Capitol Hill occupied protest, because she didn't surrender entirely to the demonstrators, because she was supportive of the police chief who was forced out by the city council. In other words, this is... the idea that, oh, great, we're going to get rid of the mayor and our problems are going to be solved. It's turning it over, if you get rid of Mayor Durkan, I am afraid, to people who are even more radical, who are even further to the left, who want even more to make war on business and, quote, white male qualities like hard work or striving for success or individualism. I don't understand why all of a sudden those virtues, and they should be virtues for everybody, right? Why those virtues have become negatives. And when you actually talk about discrimination, real discrimination, one of America's leading educational institutions has just been charged with racial discrimination by the Justice Department. This is very big news. The Trump Justice Department, that's right. We'll talk about it and tell you the awful truth coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael...
My man, Michael Medved, the mighty mouth of the modern megaphone.
Medved Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's the Democrats that are holding up coronavirus relief for the American people.
In addition to the executive orders that we signed, which are going to be doing terrific things in terms of payroll tax cut, which is a lot of money coming to a lot of people very quickly, I've directed the Secretary of the Treasury to get ready and send direct payments, $3,400 for a family of four to all Americans. Democrats are holding this up.
Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering a FISA document that was used to justify the spying on of Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. This all goes back to the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
You don't have to wreck the car. You can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I mentioned before, just before the break, that there was a new lawsuit that's been getting a lot of attention, front page attention. It's a lawsuit being prepared by the Justice Department. It hasn't been filed yet because they've been given Yale University, yes, my alma mater, they've given Yale a two-week deadline to respond and to respond affirmatively that Yale would stop discrimination. No, it's not discrimination against Latinos. It's not discrimination against black people. It's discrimination against white people and Asians. Though I will tell you, looking at the numbers, and the articles won't tell you this, the discrimination against white people at Yale is much more severe in terms of underrepresentation than even the discrimination against Asian Americans. Now, the Asian American discrimination, that was an issue before in a case that is still working its way to the Supreme Court. They lost at a lower court level. There were Asian students or would-be students who sued Harvard because Harvard made it much harder for Asian students to be admitted. Here is what the letter from the Justice Department says to Yale. The letter is signed by the Assistant Attorney General, not by Bill Barr, but by Assistant Attorney General Eric Dryband. And he writes, Asian American and white applicants to Yale have only one-tenth to one-fourth the likelihood of admission as African American applicants with comparable academic credentials. He then adds, there is no such thing as a nice form of race discrimination. In a editorial, the Wall Street Journal writes, as a private institution, Yale can admit anyone it wants, of course. But Yale accepts millions of taxpayer dollars each year under the condition that it will comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Supreme Court has said universities can consider race as one factor among many. But the Justice Department investigation of Yale concludes that Yale's use of race is anything but limited. The Justice Department said Yale University has discriminated against Asian American and white applicants, issuing its findings after about 2 years of an investigation. The department said yesterday that it found Yale discriminated based on race and national origin, violating federal civil rights laws. Now, what's the clearest indication of this? Something that in much of the coverage you don't even read, but it's worth paying attention to. The most striking figure of all is that right now, Yale has among students 49% who identify as white. Now, why is that an indication of discrimination? Because actually, if you look at the latest figures from the Census Bureau of the United States, 63.4% of Americans identify as white. There's a very big difference between 49% and 63% as non-Hispanic white. And by the way, the rest of the figures for students at Yale are Asian Americans, 26%. 12% African American, 15% is Hispanic, and the most overrepresented group, I mean by far the most overrepresented group, is Native Americans. 3% of Yale students identify as Native Americans. They're 0.9% of the national population. And the point about this is Yale's answer to all of this, and I've read the answer by Peter Salovey, who's a pretty capable guy, who was the president of Yale. And he has answered back. He said, look, the university is determined that we provide a better education if we have a diverse student body. But a diverse student body where Asians are, well, they're 26% of Yale's class of 2023 are Asian. And by the way, another 9.5% are international students, foreign students. If you have all of that, 26% who are Asian, and Asians are 5.4% of the American population. Pardon me, 5.6%. So, you, okay, round up to 6%, but you're 26% of the student body. This, it seems to me, gives some new perspective, an important new perspective on the whole idea of white privilege. Clearly, it's a great privilege to get into Yale. Yale takes about one of 20 people who apply. And, okay, so if that privilege is handed out less easily and less frequently to white people, is this already a form of reparations that is going on? It seems to me that when you look at the idea that white people, who are almost two-thirds of the American population, are less than half of the class at Yale, that gives a different perspective on this whole idea of white privilege determining everything. We just got an email from James in Tacoma, Washington. And James said, gentrification is not what you say it is. White folks use wealth and other tactics to come into neighborhoods of color and push out blacks. The criminals change, not the crime level. Tacoma's Hilltop has been gentrified. And I didn't know that. I mean, I remember the days when Hilltop was a very dangerous neighborhood, just like the Central District. homeless white bums steal, destroy, and bring down your morality hour by hour. The homeless white bums have more choices in where they can live on the hilltop than working poor black folks. I hate the liberal left, and that comes with them, but they do have a point. White liberals complain of income inequality and how the rich are evil, then turn around and use wealth to push out poor people and take over their neighborhood. When these neighborhoods are taken, the kids from the neighborhood are displaced, and that's how gangs get started. The Central District is an example of this. I'm a conservative, Medved, and I hate you with all my heart. Ow. I thought it was... Well, then there, there's worse. He's comparing me to Antifa. And again, the idea that the Hilltop neighborhood has been taken over by homeless white bums. Look, that's a very different problem. But the truth is that in most neighborhoods that are gentrified, it is less likely that there will be homeless people there, precisely because gentrified neighborhoods are going to, in order to gentrify, in order to have flourishing businesses, in order to sell some of those condominiums or to rent some of those apartments to get people to live there, there has to be some kind of sense of order and security, which doesn't go with encampments on the street. So, talking about academia and white privilege, there is a university in New England that is asking students to sign a BLM statement pledging to practice anti-racism behaviors. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Join the debate by saying more crazy things.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Woo! Okay.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
Wow, I'm totally, you know, rah-rah Medved.
In at the University of Southern Maine, president has greeted new students at the university and returning students as well with an open letter posted on the university website entitled Black Lives Matter Statement and Anti-Racism Pledge. And he says basically in support, he says to recognize that to reach all of our goals, which is to expunge racism from the campus entirely. And, of course, that's a worthy goal. It's a worthy goal for any campus. But he says, until we eradicate the systems of racism that harm black, indigenous, and people of color daily, we must never tire of declaring that black lives matter. We believe, he says, as Ibram Kendi writes, that the only way to undo racism is to constantly identify it and describe it and then dismantle it. He goes on to say, please consider signifying your commitment to practicing anti-racist behaviors by completing the form below. And he says the names of those who pledged to practice anti-racism behaviors are being collected, so that we may provide the University of Southern Maine community at a future date an aggregate level report of the number of people who pledge. Now, you can imagine you're a student or even a new student at this university. You're feeling a lot of pressure to sign this pledge. And what does the pledge commit you to? The pledge commits you to participate in anti-racist practices. What are anti-racist practices? Here's the list. Become involved with the Intercultural and Diversity Advisory Council and the faculty and staff of Color Association. Give of your time and resources to organizations that are working to end racism. Read our common read, How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi, and join a University of Southern Maine-sponsored discussion group of the book. Engage with the Tools of Resilience resources. Attend workshops, events, and conferences that focus on race-related issues. Educate yourself about oppression. Call out biased language or behavior. Call out friends and family members who say racist things. This is unreal. I mean, the idea that a student is being asked to sign a pledge to be involved in highly political activity. And this all stems from this terrible mistake, which is the mistake that somehow Black Lives Matter is not political. It's beyond politics. And all you have to do is go to the website of the actual Black Lives Matter movement and organization where they raise tons and tons of money, and you can see that the agenda is very political. And it is not, quote, non-controversial. And speaking of non-controversial, and what we were talking about before, about the idea of using race as a criterion in college admissions, the most recent big national study of that shows that an overwhelming majority of Black people oppose that idea. Pew Research did a survey, and a big national survey, where they said, do you think that race or ethnicity should be a factor in college admission? And you had a choice. You could say a significant factor, a partial factor, or it shouldn't be a factor at all. And among all Americans, 73%, almost three-quarters, said shouldn't be any factor at all. That was true for white people. Three-quarters shouldn't be a factor at all. For Black people, 62% said it shouldn't be a factor. The only group where it was a little bit lower was Asians. Asians said 58% said it shouldn't be a factor. Now, I don't know why the Asians are an outlier in this, because Asian people, because of tremendous academic achievement in high school and high test scores and the rest of it, are impacted most by taking race into account, by making race a factor. But I think that the letter that was written to Yale University threatening legal action, which is a serious threat and can tie the university up for a while, by Eric Dryband at the Justice Department is exactly right. There is no nice way to discriminate according to race. And that truly ought to be the idea that that we follow and that we honor. And does that mean that there is a problem? And by the way, there will be lawsuits in opposition to this president of the University of Southern Maine who is asking students to sign a pledge for so-called anti-racist action. What all of this suggests to me, it seems, is a question people ought to ask. Why is it, if America is based on white supremacy, that the greatest achieving subgroup in the United States happens to be Indian Americans, right? Like the mother of Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, of course, lives up to family traditions of achievement, both on the Jamaican side of her family and on the Indian side of her family. And if you take a look at the high school graduation rates, earning capacity of that 6%, 1 out of 20 Americans who identify as Asian American, it's consistently better and higher than white people. Does that suggest that we are dominated by white supremacy? That white supremacy is the very nature of America? If white supremacy is the nature of who we are, then why is it that Asian people do so well? And by the way, I think there's an answer for it. And the answer has to do with family structure, and it has to do with some of those same values that are wrongly associated as white male values, because they actually should be associated as timeless values that help guarantee success. Striving hard for success, working hard, long-term gratification, delayed gratification, long-term horizons, family structure, stability, predictability, order. It's one of those things we've talked about on the show before. It is so profound. The key to middle class progress in America, and being middle class is all about progress. It's about not treading water, not simply trying to survive. It's planning for the future and getting ahead and taking one step in front of another. The key to that is some sense of order, not chaos, not unpredictability. And this, frankly, is, I think, going to be the key determinant in this election. Is Americans don't like this. There's another study, actually, it's a very major study based on census figures, about mental health problems that people are having because of the lockdowns and because of the pandemic and because of everything falling apart in our country right now, so it would appear. And that's very serious because it suggests chaos and disorder and unpredictability, and that makes it harder for people to cope. There's one study that says that among young people, people under the age of 25, a very high proportion, some indicators up to a third, people have committed, not committed, but considered suicide. This is a horrible thing. It's a part of, undoubtedly, it both reflects and contributes to the rise in violent crime that we're seeing around us. So how is this likely to turn out? Especially when we get news, and it's now been confirmed, Dr. Fauci says it, and I think all of the expert opinion is, we're not going to get a vaccine in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Dr. Fauci has predicted that the earliest we will get a vaccine that can actually work, where we can distribute millions of vaccines and people can get vaccinated, it's not going to be till 2021. What does that mean for the country? What does that mean for the election? What does that mean for the likelihood of various outcomes? We'll talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.